Yeah, Mag on again. What's good, everybody? Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, another Mag Sunday podcast. Now, we go talk about a few things today in this podcast episode because, you know, there's a lot going on right now in the world that a lot of people don't know about. But since it's a worldwide agenda, everything that you see anywhere, it's a worldwide agenda. We go get into it and talk about it. You know, the fact that, you know, they're coming out now and tell you that these cases is rising with the COVID-19. Now, if you've been following the pattern that they've been using ever since, you go understand this. Once they tell you that the virus is spiking, yes, there's another psyop coming. Something else gonna come that gonna affect the people. So we trying to figure out what it gonna be, because I seen a news clip from Austria couple days ago saying that they're basically gonna put a lockdown on the so-called unvaccinated people. Now, we talk about that as well before. I told you that they might kinda go that route. You know, there's a lot of trick to this game that they're playing, but it could go away where they say, okay, you know, if we put pressure on the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, it will make the vaccinated people kind of be against the unvaccinated, for say, because they're going to be blaming them for the so-called lockdown against them. You understand what I'm saying? But Austria choose to go a different route, or they choose to go a different route in Austria by locking down the people that's unvaccinated, so-called. But either way you take it, either way it goes, it's still gonna put pressure on the people who are unvaccinated. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you lock them down, the only people gonna get locked down is the so-called unvaccinated. Yes, you basically separate them and locking them down. And I actually talk about the fact that they could put you in some kind of, you know, correctional facility or some kind of holding cells or, you know, somewhere where they can quarantine you away from the people, so-called. You understand me? Like you can't come out, you gotta be quarantined, but not at your home, for say. Maybe in big stadiums or, you know, anywhere they have that belongs to the government that can house people, for say. Well, they already did that in Austria, so don't make it seem foreign or strange to you, because shit like that will happen in a lot of countries. It might not happen in America or whatever, but it will happen in other places because it's the world government at work. And the next thing we go talk about, when we chop it up about this virus, we go get into the fact that they're pushing the masses now to go into investment. You know, investment in stocks and everything else, Bitcoin and all. Yeah, we go talk about that as well. So we on the so-called, you know, new surge. And it's not just America or the UK or Australia or, you know, in the European countries where, you know, big countries. It's happening almost everywhere, so-called. Now, when you go back and check the vaccination rate, so-called, that they give you, in all these countries, they're going to tell you it's above 50%. Yeah. When you look at a country like Israel, they're already 90-something percent deep in. That means almost all the people is vaccinated. They also coming down with new cases of virus. So a city like New York, they say they got 93% of the people already vaccinated. But hold on, they also got a surge. They have a surge just like New Orleans, who got 40-something percent of the people vaccinated. Just 40-something percent. I don't know if they say they get to 50 yet, but let's take the numbers that they gave you. If they tell you that they're less than 50% vaccinated over there, but in New York it's 93%, both of them having a surge. What that tell you, people? So I understand the pattern that they take, and everybody else can follow it as well. it's not in hiding. How they really bring you these sections. Everything is in sections, or they do it. But I really believe that it's time for another variant. No lie, people. They need to come out with another variant. They have it in the back pocket. They're gonna show it in a minute. Because if you notice, the word Delta kind of drifting along and drifting away. Yeah, how much time you hear them mention it this week? You know, and all right, go back 4 or 5 months ago and see how much time they mention it in a day. All through the days, Delta variant, or the Delta is the most dominant strain. Now it's kind of dying out a little, because it's not that they're the one who dying it out, but it's the people. You know, after a shower and it come this big wave and they're talking about it, and after a while it go die out. As far as the words going around, because that's all it is. When they mention the Delta, it's just a word of mouth. It's nothing real. So I'm saying, because the fact that it's kind of wearing on the people's mind, it's kind of going out of their mind, it's kind of, you know, seems like a non-factor right now. Because all the people that was going to heal to that variant already did. They're scared enough to heal to it. But hold on, you still got some people that didn't move. So now you have to go in your back pocket again, or in the bag, for the next so-called variant. Wait, what it is, people? What gonna be the name of this variant, and how deadly it gonna be? We know it gonna be deadlier than the damn Delta. So be on the lookout, people. So the fact that they can come up with another variant, when they do come up with that variant, then the peoples that vaccinated, so-called, gonna be down with whatever, you know, they plan to do to the unvaccinated, if you understand what I mean. They're gonna be down with the pressure that you put on the unvaccinated, because they're sitting saying, damn, this new variant, I could catch it. Because they tell you already that you're not safe with the vaccine anyway. The vaccine not gonna stop you from having the virus. So the vaccinated people still scared. Now, who do they scared of, and what? They scared of us, the so-called unvaccinated. That's the reason why they're telling them these shits, to build it up in their head, to believe that if we don't vaccinate it, they vaccinated, they need to worry about us anyway. That's no common sense in that. None at all. No common sense in it. Because there's a reason why you went and get vaccinated. Because you feel like you're going to be prevented from that virus. Yes, that means after you have it, you shouldn't worry about me. After you have that vaccine, you shouldn't worry about me not having it. But the reason why you do is because you're scared of the virus still. So, at the end of the day, the only way the vaccine can help you, if you stay away from the unvaccinated. You understand that? That's how they do it. So at the end of the day, people, the whole thing is a bullshit. So I always go tell the people this, and I'm not gonna lose any opportunity, and don't say it. Every time I see the opportunity, I'm gonna say it. I tell you, they shoot themselves in the foot every time. The reason why I say that is because you can't keep testing the people that you give the vaccine to. Can't keep doing it. You can't keep giving them testing, and the dumb people still play blind. Because if I got the vaccine in my body, are you telling me that if I want to go to another country, I want to move around, I got to also show a negative test? No, people, that show you one thing. They expect you to have the virus if you have the fucking vaccine. That's it. You want me to say it again? They expect you to have the virus if you take the vaccine shot. Why? The vaccine is the virus. You hear me? What they pump in your body gonna be the one to take you out, give you viruses, diseases, and everything. The people won't understand. And I just did a video not too long ago, I guess yesterday, on Bitchu, where we was talking about the fact that you know, they're going far enough to, you know, even offer sex in a brothel for people to take the shot. Now, I don't know if this not the mark of the beast, people. I'm trying to tell you, these are hints that you should see. And smart people sitting there thinking that, damn, they should have seen it. You know, there's no way they couldn't see that. This is a trick that they're playing on us. There's no way the people can see it. But it don't matter how far they go, they got some people still not gonna see it. And like I said, they got a word called denial. People is in denial, especially if they take that vaccine shot. So if you take the vaccine shot, you're in control by the people. Of course, you're never gonna understand or come to the realization that you was wrong to take the shot. So I'm saying, with all the push that they're doing right here, people, you know, all the incentive that they're giving away, I will ask you a question. So at the brothel, right, somebody can't come in, he get the vaccination shot, and now the brothel owner gonna say, okay, you can have this female right here of your choice for 30 minutes, but hold on. Who is gonna pay that female? There's a reason why they're there at that whole house. They're there to make money. Okay. They don't mind making money without having sex, but they're not having sex without making money, if you know what I mean. So I wanna know, is it the owner paying that female for, okay, yeah, that person just get vaccinated, so you got a free session with him. The owner gonna pay that woman? People. The same way you look at it when I ask you a question like, how can Pfizer, they say, make all these billions of dollars off the vaccine, or $1 trillion off the vaccine, when the vaccine is free? Hold on, not free. I shouldn't say it like that. They're paying you to take it. You're not paying for that potion to save your life. They're paying you to take it. And you still think it's something to save you. Wow. The world gone dumb, people. I ain't lying. The world is dumb. So you believe that these people want to save you so bad, they're paying for the vaccine. I'm going to ask you a question, people. What kind of so-called technology is in that vaccine? Remember, mRNA. Yes, people, it's a so-called potion that you never seen before. That mean to me, people, for the most deadliest virus they say ever hit human being, and this, that vaccine supposed to cost a little piece of money. I ain't playing, people. That vaccine, that so-called groundbreaking vaccines, and come on, man. One shot of that shit supposed to cost more than an iPhone. Am I lying, people? Yeah, iPhone is a technology. You feel me? That's some technology they never give away for free. New tech. Remember, the vaccine is a biotech vaccine, people. Biotech. Yes, it is technology. That means it's technology, tech. All right, I'm going to go back and ask you another question. When you ever hear them call medication tech, technology? When you ever hear them call medication tech? No, people, no. Mm-mm. Medication supposed to be different from technology, just like I tell you with food. Food supposed to be different from technology. And all of these cyber shit that they're giving is technology. So I'm asking you a question, people. This groundbreaking potion that they come up with to save the whole wide world is fucking free? Hold on here. So let me... we go talk about this shit, man, because I don't know if, because I consider myself, you know, a deep thinker and, you know, critical thinker, but there's no way any normal person should miss this right here. There is no way you should miss this. So I'm saying, that's new technology right there. And when you ever see they give away technology for free, when they ever offer you incentive so you can enjoy a technology, something new, not only that, it's gonna save your life. Okay, so I'm still go stuck on the fact that you can't reach off something that you're giving away for free. No, you can't reach off something that you pay people to take. So where is the money come from to give to Pfizer for the vaccine, so-called? Who is paying Pfizer? And if the government of your country really paying Pfizer for those vaccines, why the fuck they giving it away for free? Why is they paying you to take it? Those are questions that you have to ask. Picture this, people. Picture this. You're never gonna be, you know, in a situation where the government say, yeah, listen, man, we know you're going through this pandemic and the pressure is hard on you. We're not gonna give you no traffic tickets. You hear me? Remember that directly tied to the government that in your country. You hear me? That's how they keep you in bondage. That's how they keep you in a mental slavery, by using those little things, you know, little nagging things to cost you money there, cost you money here. All these tow truck people nowadays are towing everybody's vehicle in the pandemic, because these are nagging things that are gonna cost you money that you didn't expect to pay out your pocket right away. You understand me? If the tow truck pick up your vehicle, that's 200 and change right away off the bat. They don't even have to carry it to the location for it to cost 200. And that's what they're basically doing now. If you know this, everybody, you know, every so-called apartment buildings and all these places, everybody's restricting their parking right now. It's more pressure on the human beings. So I'm saying that the same fucking government that helped you right now in the pandemic, saving your life, bring you this magic potion real fast and giving you for free, paying you to take it. I'm just saying, people, why can't they just say, okay, don't tow nobody vehicle right now because the people is under tremendous pressure with the pandemic. Don't give nobody no speeding ticket or no parking ticket right now. I'm not gonna say speeding, because that's gonna open another alley. But we're talking about parking tickets and all of this shit. And for the most part, it's government building, government properties. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're putting all that pressure on the people, why the fuck the people that dumb to believe that you care about them enough to fix them a vaccine shot to save their life? It's dumb. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? These people wouldn't give you a dollar to save your life. Yeah, they will give you money like the fucking stimulus to make you buy the pandemic so they can give you that injection. That's it. The same way they're paying you to take the injection is the same thing. It's sort of like a little, you know, incentive towards the vaccine, that if you want to be real. Because I already told you from day one, the stimulus is to stimulate your brain, basically let you buy the virus, the fact that the virus is out there. You know how much people said it to me? Oh, if the virus was a hoax, why would they give us money? Why would they want to give us unemployment? Why would they want to... I said, that's to sell you the virus, dumb motherfucker. That's to sell you the virus. And once you buy the virus, they're good. You see, they come talking about game of functioning and trying to point finger on who create the virus. No, people. That means you believe in the virus still. And a lot of people rather believe in it that way than any other way. Because they be like, yeah, no, the government was up to something. Oh, they're the one who created it. They create what? Yes, they did create it. That's why they put it in your damn hand. That's what they created. They didn't create a virus floating in the air and sitting on the surface. Are you stupid? Mm-mm. Come on, people. Like I don't tell you, they can't work no magic. They can't. We got to understand that these people, they can't work no magic. Okay, if they can work a magic, of course, they can spread around a virus flying around in the air, picking off people we don't like. Yes, that's a miracle. It can sit on surface and 100 people touch it, but only 2 people get it. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? They tell you about all of these Halloween shit that went down. That's why they got these spikes now. That's one of the reasons why they tell you they have a spike in the virus, because they tell you about so-called Halloween holidays is super spreader. But hold on. Check out a concert like the so-called Astroworld bullshit that they pull off on the masses and tell you 9 people they said dead right now, 300 injured. But nobody have on no fucking mask, and everybody in everybody's face. They said they can't breathe. They're outside and they can't breathe. They was that close to each other. They could never breathe, people. But that wasn't a super spreader. No. Never mentioned that. That's not a part of what we're doing right now with this pandemic. No, that's another agenda. And let me just touch on that a little bit before continue. This Astroworld bullshit that they pull off on the masses. So, you know, when I do videos, a lot of people, you know, for the most part, they're gonna look at me like I just come and just say things is fake. But because you run into the bottom line, but at the end of the day, you have to pay attention to the whole video, because I never miss. And if I'm watching these videos and I see nothing wrong, and I see that everything is as according to what they say, and it don't raise no red flag, I won't do the video. That means that event actually happened. But hold on. When I take a look at the Astroworld bullshit that's going on, I know it was a hoax. They put on the concert and they pull a psyop with the same concert. That's all. They show you some little footage with people. I never see nobody get trampled, not one. But they got some agenda to that. The agenda is they don't want no concert outside where people standing up. They don't want that. So they're gonna get rid of that as far as people just standing up, because that more like, you know, dance hall vibe outside. And you know, I've been in a lot of them events back in the days, dance hall event where it is real ruckus, people could go off and start stampeding anytime, but I never seen nobody die in it. Never been in it. I've been in 100 stampede, no lie. I've been in the stampede, in the heart of it. You understand me? You can. I got a couple brothers that me and them used to be in those stampede, because we used to be in some shit that they have some big show coming up and we in it. And we talking about we little kids. We in the heart of it, and then boom, stampede happened. Back in the days, if you tell us that 10 artists is coming, we want every single one of them. That means if one missing, the show gonna crash. So I've been in stampede and I never see nobody die. No lie. Never see nobody die in no stampede. Shit happen. A few people come out with a few bumps and bruises. Everybody go home. Nobody go to the hospital. But this right here, it's a psyop. Now, I'm going to tell you why they did it. They don't want no more concert where people standing up like that. No. They want those events where it seems like an aisle, where people sit down. You understand? They sit down in a concert, they don't want them standing up. That's it. If you go back and check, you can find the agenda in it. They go tell you. The fact that people stand up and these people can move these people and these people can move these people, and there's no barriers, there's no chairs to stop people from running over people. Do you understand what I mean? They want chairs there where people sit down. Even if they have a row that stand up, they want it to be sitting areas. Okay, so that gonna be more like inside of a hall or something. That's where they're going with it. They don't want those outdoor kind of things where, you see what I'm saying? Even though it's outdoor, which is strange, because outside you can breathe more free and all of that. That's where people have cardiac arrest outside at the Astroworld. They have the cardiac arrest outside, can't breathe. I never heard that in my life. So at the end of the day, nobody so-called get trampled there. People just pass out and die. I got another theory to that as well. As far as these people that are taking this vaccination shot. Yeah, why would 9 people just drop dead, cardiac arrest? Don't trust nothing that they tell you nowadays. People go fall over and die, and they're going to need explanation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it is. You go see people fall over, and the government people go tell you what kill them. Yeah, because they're not going to tell you the real truth if somebody flip over from the vaccine. Yeah, but what I'm trying to tell you, people, they have rules and laws and shit that they put in place, and because the world is going in a certain direction, they have to kind of tweak those laws. Tweak them a little bit. Just so everything can go to, you know, according to plan. So they're the one who want to do that, so they pull off the damn Astroworld bullshit and the mass. And another thing, it make the Travis Scott huge. That's just how they put on puppet. I already told you. he playing like Michael Jackson / Bruce Springfield, them type of people he playing right now. Where people can, you know, come out of their home from another state to go to this state to go see Travis Scott. What a dumb shit, people. And for the most part, nobody know the songs that he sing. So that show you 100% he's just a puppet. So they never call that event super spreader. They never call it a super spreader because it's another agenda. Do you get it? It's something else. That's not for the virus spreading. Nah, just forget about that. We have something else for that. Halloween. Because they're the one who give you this devil shit with people dressing up trick or treat. This is the dumbest shit in the world, people. But those are the ones they're going to tell you is super spreader because they're actually laughing at you. They're actually sitting there laughing at you that you really take this shit as a holiday and celebrating and going on with the dumb shit, buying pumpkin and mask. Yeah, what character did you dress up like in your Halloween? You dress up like the virus? Or you dress up like a vaccine? Because I told you people, the world is dumb that we live in. And we in it, been entertained and everything, and don't know. They're trying to take your soul. That's it. Now, let's move past that and we go talk about the so-called the big push to get everybody to be an investment. Invest on Wall Street and in all of these products that they give you. Now, I did a lot of videos on this to prove to the people that I don't open my mouth. Everything that you see on the stock market is a fucking hoax, people. You know what it is? It's a Ponzi scheme, a government Ponzi scheme. Now, when I tell people that in the streets and they sit there looking at me, you know what they say? Oh, it's going to be a Ponzi scheme. And these people is the government, basically. Meaning that it's something that out there that every one of these big people associated with, why would be a Ponzi scheme? Nah, that's not what Ponzi scheme mean. Okay, you tell me what it mean. Okay, Ponzi scheme is somebody setting up something fictionary. Set up something fictionary and tell you that you can actually gain off it. Do you understand what I mean? That mean something elusive is there, something that don't exist. The deception is in all of those so-called products that you're buying, all those products that you invest in. All right. Let me talk about the fact that right now, stocks is at your fingertips. You hear me? Yeah, well, if you use Cash App, Vimo, PayPal, any one of those money transaction thing, they're gonna start selling you stocks. They're gonna try to sell you stock. Okay. We talk about the stocks in vaccines, so-called Moderna stocks and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. But the vaccine is free. They're giving it away for free. They pay you to take it. So that's another thing that people actually investing in the stock market. right at their fingertips. You can get into this and you can buy that. And if people, I don't know, man. I could go all day talking about this shit right here because there's so many avenues that they got the masses on. Now they have a thing called Robinhood. If the whole thing is in the name, it said Robin the Hood, right? Okay. So they're the one who gonna give you the opportunity to buy stock for free. Basically, you know, paying them fees to get in and all of these stuffs. And I'm gonna give you an example why it's a Ponzi scheme. Okay. I talk about back in the days, I did a video on it already, where CNN put out a video with a fry rat from KFC. And because I wasn't really paying attention or following that part of the bit up as far as those stock markets and the stuff that's going on in there. But what I did my homework. I go back and I check everything, including the KFC stock, before the fry rat situation. And when I checked that shit, oh, KFC was sky high. KFC was up there dancing around on the people. Why? Because you're putting in money in it. They say, oh, KFC stock, man. Oh, they have these, they're coming out with grilled chicken now. They're coming out with this, that, that, and oh, da, 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 da. Boom. People start buying stock in KFC. And that's why you have the fucking fry rat. Bam. Do you got it? So the reason why you have the fry rat is because your money is now in the stock market on KFC. They put the buzz out there. Buzz is going on. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Yeah, KFC, da, 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 da. Stocks up. That's when you get in on it. You get in and you buy a KFC share for $40 or whatever, $30-something or whatever. Buy some shares in it. And then bam, the fry rat hit the airwaves. Well, you're not gonna know until you're ready to check your stock now. Your stock is gone down. The KFC stock gonna drop. And when those stock drop, so-called, because I told you it's a switch, they're the one who do it. It's not like people stop buying KFC right away and the stock drop. Because remember, people was buying it, that's why it go up. But I'm saying though, people, when they say they find the fry rat, what happened? People stop buying the KFC, that mean the stock drop? No. They want you to get the understanding why the stock drop. That's it. So they put that big show on. Yeah, fry rat discovered. And then bam, you understand why the KFC stock went from $40 to $35 in a day. Then you sitting there, before you know it, it's just $5. Stock gone down, your investment went down also. So hold on. So that's a reason they can give you why your money gone. We see the Popeyes. They come out, they're pushing Popeyes. I do a lot of videos on it. Pushing the Popeye new chicken and fried chicken, and all of these people coming out acting crazy like they can't live without this chicken sandwich, and when they taste it they go crazy, and new $5 shrimp box and all this shit, and then boom, they stock up. Stock is on top. Popeye fried chicken, love that chicken from Popeyes. And then right now, a matter of fact, less than a month ago, they had the Popeyes, the rat in the Popeyes. That's a joke they're playing on the people. They show you rats running around loose in a place. Nobody can cook in a place like that. With rat running around, climbing on electric wires all day, climbing around on the damn food. But there you go. That's your investment in Popeyes. So that's how they got you right there. Because you're not going to ask why the stock dropped. You can't. Why ask? You're going to look stupid. It's the rats. The rats infesting in there cause the people to sell their stock, so-called. And that's the reason why your ass out now with the stock that you buy into the Popeyes. You see what I'm saying? So it's a government thing, people. Every one of them gonna have a hit. So you might look in at Chick-fil-A right now and be like, damn, it's $1 million for a franchise. And, you know, it's booming and all of that and stock market up and everything. But hold on. I bet you any money, people, any money. You wanna gamble? I bet you any money. Their days is coming soon where they're gonna tell you something happened in a Chick-fil-A. And then when you look for your stock, it's on the ground. You hear me? That means all the money that you so-called invest in it is gone. And that's why it is a Ponzi scheme. You can't own McDonald's. You can't own Wendy's. You can't own Burger King. You can't. You believe that you can? No, you can't. You can't own Uber. Now, we mentioned Uber, but Uber, one of them who come out and tell you that they don't properly set up to make money as yet, basically. Like, they're telling you that they're not making too much money off Uber. It's just floating. It's a floating thing. It's just, you know, it's not no big incentive coming off it. It's, well, hold on. But Jay-Z can come and tell you, I buy some stocks in Uber and then boom, I'm a billionaire. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? So the people themselves not making any money, just like I tell you, the vaccine is for free. But the stock is booming. You tell me, how did that happen? I tell you why, people. The government is working a Ponzi scheme with the investment. So that means anything that you invest in is them own it. And they're not giving you no share of it. Do you understand that? You can't own their business. You can't own shit in it to make no so-called decisions. And you definitely ain't going to own nothing out of it to be rich. So it is a Ponzi scheme. They're the one who control the whole thing like a switch. Up, down, stop it in the middle, move it over there. They're the one who control it. And now they have your money in it. Your money in it. You invest all the way up to your neck in some bullshit. Just kick back and wait for the drama. Because it is going to happen where your stock going to drop. Now, the fact that people can say, well, they buy stocks in Facebook and they buy stocks in WhatsApp, and how do you do that? Are you kidding me? How much money you really believe that they're making off social medias? It's not about money, people. It's something to control us. They don't have to make money off social media. Like I show you with the WhatsApp, it's free. But they tell you that Facebook pay over $19 billion for it. Why? It's just something to watch you. And then you go buy stock in it also. And later on they tell you something went down. And that's your money. Now, we go get into the so-called Bitcoin. And we go talk about it. Because the Bitcoin gotta be one of the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. Period. Now, the reason why the Bitcoin tied to a lot of fuckery that go come and the people sleep on it. I tell them from day one that it was the government control it. A lot of people sleep. But I'm gonna ask you a question now. If Bitcoin is $60,000 a share, right? $60,000, whatever they say. It's close by there if it's not there. But they tell you that it's there now when you come. You say, no, I want a piece of that. So you buy one share of the Bitcoin or one Bitcoin for $60,000, right? Where you think it gonna go next? Since it's at 60,000. Where? where can it go? You ever hear them say when something is up, the only way it can go is down? That's it. So now, when people are aware of it, just like they tell you Google stock, oh, Google stock started out at $2 a stock, and now it's $1,000 a stock. And so now you're looking at it like, damn, I should have been in it. That means I would have been multi-millionaire rich if you did catch it from $2. But I told you, that's how they psy up the masses to believe that it's real. So now where it's $1,000, you run into buy it, and you'll be like, damn, next couple of years, or next season, we're going to be at 10,000. But no, the only place it's going to go is down. Same thing with the Bitcoin, people. So the Bitcoin going down, while you're buying it for more and more money, it's going to drop down. So the fact that people was buying it, that's why it get to the top, to 60 grand. And now people still buying it. They're buying it more than ever now. And it only can go down. So what that tell you? It's a Ponzi scheme. Now, before, when they just come out with Bitcoin, I'm going to prove it to you that I don't miss. When they just came out with the Bitcoin, what did they tell you? Bitcoin, you know, not everybody take it. As a matter of fact, you going to be searching with a magnifying glass all day, trying to find somebody to take the Bitcoin. You hear me? Okay. So if that's the case, how would it get to 60 grand per coin? You tell me, how would it get that far? If more and more people don't take it, it make it less valuable. Okay, let me say it again. If people don't use that coin as money, there's no way it should move up. So why would more and more people coming on board for something that they can't spend? I'm just telling you because that's what it was. That's what it was from day one. Do you understand what I mean? From day one, you can't go and pay nothing with no fucking cryptocurrency. You could never do it. You can't go and pay nobody with no Bitcoin. Back then, when the Bitcoin just came in. So how did it expand? Please tell me, people. How did it get to where it's at right now with nobody accepting it? Oh, more people coming and buying it, even though less people accept it? No, people. No. I'm not going to take my money to buy another money that I can't use everywhere. I can use my money anywhere. Anywhere. They accept the US dollar anywhere. Why would I turn the US dollar into Bitcoin that they don't take everywhere? Does that make sense? Why would I want to turn my money into coin? It is bullshit. 100%. And since they tell you about the mining, I did a long video on it to show you. Now hold on, people. The reason why they tell you that the Bitcoin set up the way it's set up is because there's no responsibility for your money. The government say, oh, it's not us. Oh, federal government say, we don't regulate nothing. We don't have no ties with them. They're not working under our umbrella. So that make the federal government out of it. You understand? When I say out of it, meaning you can't run to them for help when shit hit the fan with the Bitcoin, even though it's the same fucking head government people running it. Do you understand what I mean? But those should give you the red flag. Don't fuck with that shit. So, you don't tie it to a bank. You don't so-called tie it to the federal government. So, how you gonna guarantee you get your money back? So, when you buy a coin for $60,000, where is the money go? You don't deal with banks. Please tell me, where is the money go? Somebody pocket. All right, so when you buy the Bitcoin, when you put out 100,000, because that's easy for them to put 100,000 in it right now, since one coin costs 60 or 50,000. So you invest 100,000 in it. It's all right, you know, make my money back. I'm going to ask you a question. Where did the money go that you put in, your 100,000? Whose pocket does it go in? And where is it? Where it is? It's not in a bank. That means some individual got that money. Nobody can tell me shit. So when you take your cash money and buy a Bitcoin, you telling me that the Bitcoin, somebody have that money in their pocket? Are you telling me it's in the Bitcoin itself? Tell me where it's at. Since the mining is going on in somebody's home, it could be a cottage, it could be a hole in the wall, it could be a place in China. Where is they mining this fucking coin at? Where they mining it? And they use the word mine because they're talking about coin and basically mine. No, they're not mining nothing. So the so-called little computers and shit that all your data and saving all your data and all your information, that's what they call mining. So they have to keep them shits cool and nice so they can keep running with your info on it. Do you believe that, people? So one of them so-called mining, Bitcoin mining in China, in somebody's home. So how can you guarantee you're going to get your right investment and your money back, and these people mining it in any random home? Wow, that's the dumbest shit in the world, people. But like I say, the government Ponzi scheme pass off as real, just like the stock market. That's how they do it. You can't lock them up. They're the one who control the world. So that's why their Ponzi scheme stay up, and they can't call it a Ponzi scheme because it's the government running it. And no, they don't steal from us. They don't steal from us. They give us stuff, right? So I'm trying to tell you, people, when you buy a Bitcoin, when you put money in an investment in the so-called Bitcoin, you just give your money to a scammer. The government is scamming you with the Bitcoin. That's it. Now, the reason why they use this Bitcoin and they tell you that the government don't regulate it and all of this shit, it's just to open a gate. Now, that's the reason why they tell you that it get to 60,000. Remember, I asked for the explanation. How would it get there if nobody take it? Okay, you can't buy with it, but I'm going to exchange my money that I can spend anywhere for this, where I can spend it occasionally in spotty places. No, people, it's bullshit. So what I'm saying is, you put your money in a Bitcoin and you got robbed. Because at the end of the day, you didn't put it in a Pacific bank. You didn't put it in nothing Pacific. There's nothing there. There is nothing there. Somebody's pocket is getting lined with every time somebody buy a Bitcoin. But like I say, I'm going to tell you why them let the Bitcoin get to 50 grand. 50, 60 grand is because it opened the door for more cryptocurrency. That's it. Now I was talking to some people the other day, and you know, I start talking about the investment thing and all, you know, they're shaming the people. And somebody break out and start showing me how much so-called cryptocurrency they're buying right now. So the person said, you know, I just put $500 in it, you know, just buy these cryptocurrency. And, you know, like the person was saying that it was 1 cent a share or something. You understand what I mean? So you can tell that's the reason why they give you the Bitcoin to begin with. Because guess what? Now it opened a floodgate, a so-called cryptocurrency. And not only that, because you see the so-called Bitcoin all the way up here. Remember where it came from? It come from nothing, just like those where they at right now. And like I say, if you're going to buy it for 50, 60 grand right now, the only place for it to leave, for it to go, is down. So now they can open up a whole lot of floodgates now with that fucking cryptocurrency. Make you believe in your head that one of them gonna get to the Bitcoin status one day. I buy it for 1 cent now, and later on it gonna be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. So you understand why they do this. So that means people can come and sell you cryptocurrency right now out the ass. And because of Bitcoin, you're going to believe it's going to be a success. So the person was telling me about $500 worth. And da, 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 da. I said, where can you use this cryptocurrency that you buy? Nobody know it. Got no name. Who gonna take it? Oh, yeah, you know, that was the same place Bitcoin was. And of course, because they use the Bitcoin to lay out the groundwork for you. Now you totally buy the so-called cryptocurrency now. You see that? It's simple. So they're coming up with all of these cryptocurrency now. Some of them don't even have no name, literally. And people actually buying them. So these people saying, oh, this is a new investment. So Vimo show me a new one. There you go. Vimo show me a new cryptocurrency right here. And I check it out and it's good to buy and invest in. There you go. Another government Ponzi scheme work. Now, if you want to know if it's really a Ponzi scheme and you don't believe the mag, I'm going to tell you what you do. You set up something like that. Honey, you set up something that you can say, can make some money out of people. They can, put all the money right here. And later on, they can have an invisible coin because you never see it. There's no coin, people. The coin is just a logo. The Bitcoin. It's just a logo. It's not a coin. So hold on. So if you come up with something like that, just like I told you with the lottery is a Ponzi scheme. It's a 100% Ponzi scheme, people. Now, if you want to find out if the lottery is a Ponzi scheme controlled by the government and only the government can run that scheme on you, you try it and see. Get some tickets, print them up like how you print business cards. Just with a scratch off part on it. You know, tell people if they match up these numbers, they win. Sell one of those cards for $1, $2 a piece. Now, I already told you about this before. If they allow me to do that, I'm rich. Because what I would do is put out, say for instance, $1,000. I can put out $1,000, print up some. I can use $1,000 and print almost 1,000,000 of those cards. I'm telling you, you can use $1,000. As a matter of fact, they tell you can get 1,000 cards printed for $10. Well, like I said, put in the little scratch off thing on it and whatever, and you can get 1,000,000 of them shit for a couple thousand. Now, all I got to do is cut around $500, $600 in the whole 1 million ticket. Let somebody win $1 there, $2 there. Somebody might win 20 there. But at the end of the day, combine up all those million tickets and the winnings in it, it's less than $1,000. Now, when I sell a ticket for $1 or $2, there you go, I'm a millionaire. I would be a millionaire. I'll spend a couple thousand. What? They will lock you up the same day if they find you out. They will tell you, you're going to go to jail because you. This is a Ponzi scheme. But like I say, the government is the only one that can run it on you and don't go to jail because they're the same one who control the jail. That's the same reason why they put police in place so you can't do those shit that they do and get away with it. Do you understand what I mean, people? So, the lottery, a Ponzi scheme, the fact that you invest in any damn thing in Wall Street, that's Ponzi scheme. Meaning, they set up a fictionary thing to take your money. That's it. Remember, if you can't prove what the money gonna make, it's a Ponzi scheme. If somebody say, just give me $10,000 and I'm gonna flip it and give you back 50 in 2 weeks, A Ponzi scheme. Where your money gonna come from? Where you gonna put that money for it to gather up 40,000, you know, in the 2 days, in 2 weeks? How you gonna do that? It's a Ponzi scheme. This is same shit they sell you with investment. Tell you can buy today and tomorrow you're a millionaire. Cause stock went up. No, people, they're the one who control the whole thing. Just like they control the so-called virus, the fake virus that they're giving the masses. So you don't have to ask what kind of world you live in. All they sell you is fake shit. Oh, that's it. So would you take your money to go invest in a Bitcoin? That's dumb. And you know I'm giving this the boot because the people who actually steal the Mag Instagram channel, take it and run, and I don't care. I just don't want them to manipulate the people. I lose channel on YouTube with 30,000 people. 20,000, 30,000, 15, 10,000. All the time. So you think I worry about an Instagram with less than 5,000 people? No, I don't. I really don't. But I don't want them to manipulate the people. They're talking about this fucking Bitcoin. I told you. But at the end of the day, they're going to realize that they're at the wrong account. Because you can't hack a truther like me channel and then you use it for some bullshit. It's dumb. That's why I know these people that hack my shit don't use to me. They don't know me. They just come from out of nowhere. They hack somebody that I know and use them to convince me and hack me. You understand what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, people, the people that hack my Instagram account going to be sorry because if you want people to brainwash about Bitcoin, you don't take the Mag Bitter Truth people. It's dumb. It's dumb. These people that you see on my shit. Oh my goodness. You don't want them on your ass. Why would you take my channel and use it for some dumb shit? They're gonna be on your neck. Oh my goodness. But yeah, people. Much respect for listening today, man. You know that go. Yeah, and a lot of people sending out positive message like Magno, you know. But like I say, people, you know, once you have the threshold that I got, as far as, you know, all my shit getting taken down, you will understand that that can never hurt me. You know what I mean? I just never want people to manipulate people using my name. You know what I mean? That's it. And like I say, I knew that's what they was going to do. Now they're using it to sell the masses some dumb shit. Yeah, you already know what the Mag believe in. So nobody on that shit wouldn't see somebody posting up some Bitcoin dumb shit and believe that it's Mag. So you act the wrong channel. You act the wrong fucking Instagram channel. That's it. You can't sell them people none of that dumb shit. Wow, you go act wake people. All right, my people, man. You know, I'll be back on in the week. I'm going to be on speaker because I did upgrade that. You know, it go allow me to be on iHeartRadio and all of them things. So, yeah, the speaker gonna be the new radio show. Yeah, yeah, and it's coming in the week. I'm gonna do it in the week. Set up the numbers and everything for y'all to call. If you get on speaker, look for Mag Bitter Truth. And then, you know, I'm gonna set the schedule and then we on. Much respect, my people. Anywhere in the world you're at, you already know, man. Yeah, keep the power going and strong. Stay strong. You already know the Mag stay with the BAM. Yeah, but I'm still on.